Texte numéro 62. Kendrick Lamar's anti-smartphone sells out in a day. Pulitzer Prize-winning American rapper and songwriter Kendrick Lamar has entered the tech space with a collaboration on the PG Lang Lightphone 2, a new limited edition mobile phone. It is marketed as just a phone and a less distracting alternative to other modern designs, part of the trend that sees more mainstream support for dumb phones, which are less smart and more practical devices. The minimalistic phone has no web browser. You can call, text, and set an alarm. You can also use add-on tools that include a music player, notes, a calculator, directions, and a language tool. Users are invited to ask the simple phone a question and shake it to find out an answer. The sleek new device, released last week, sold out in a matter of minutes. Hardly surprising, considering the 36-year-old rapper's influence and the fact that the phones were restricted to just 250 models. Light phones offer minimalistic experiences without apps or colour, with the intention to see people more present in real life and less dependent on their devices. It is in line with the ethos of the Light brand, which describes itself as an alternative to the tech monopolies that are fighting more and more aggressively for our time and attention. Dumb phones have been particularly popular with Gen Zers and millennials, who are dumping their smartphones for less complex and much, much cheaper options. Indeed, the growing trend of people returning to simpler, more classic phones is a retro revolution and a refreshing alternative to the dangers of doom scrolling. Globally, people average 6 hours 58 minutes of screen time per day, an increase of nearly 50 minutes per day since 2013. And as if that wasn't alarming enough, a study conducted last year concluded that excessive smartphone use is strongly correlated with increased anxiety and stress levels, especially among students. Rediscovering the pleasures of the offline world also harks back to a sentiment of nostalgia for aging millennials, a trip down memory lane that Gen Zers, the generation that grew up in front of the screens, appears to be fascinated by. For them, the offline past becomes reminiscent of a time when life seemed simpler and more carefree. Last year, Lars Silberbauer, chief marketing officer of Nokia Phones, reported that tens of thousands of its flip and slide phones were sold every month. We see that the market for flip phones is up 5%. He added, "I think the trend is really about people taking control of their own lives, of their own digital lives." Adapted from Euronews.com, November 2023.